Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, continuing our theme about wines that are appropriate for looking at daffodils in the springtime, there's a grape that's really made considerable progress over the last 20 years, in my mind, and that's Pinot Gris, a.k.a. Pinot Grigio.
Correct.
Becoming very, very widely accepted, and stylistically, it's all over the place. So it's kind of fun to look at.
It is truly all over the place, and I will be the first one to say that, as a general rule of thumb, I am not a fan. There's just a ton of really insipid, not very interesting Pinot Grigio that's in the market. Some of it actually rather on the expensive side.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I made it my mission to sort of, because I know that there's something there, to go out and do some exploration. There's kind of a couple of camps. The West Coast camp, which is making fleshier, more fruit-forward Pinot Gris, and then the more northern Italian camp, which is making wines which have definitely been influenced by the German styles of making wines with much higher acidity. And they're both good, and they're both interesting. So, to start off with, a producer in Oregon, Acrobat, this is their Pinot Gris from 2014. Sells for about $13 to $14 a bottle. This is going to have sort of lush citrus and pear flavors over some nice acidity with some good rounded fruit. At that price point, I thought it was a pretty good value. So same producer, their better line, for lack of better words, from King Estate, who also, I believe, owns Acrobat. Their Oregon Pinot Gris, this is, I think, their flagship wine from a volume standpoint. This one sells for $18 to $19 a bottle, so it's a little bit of a step up, and it follows in the quality of the wine. Citrus and mineral with a little bit of a honeysuckle note, fleshy, subtle sweetness. Again, I thought this was a pretty good value and definitely a tasty wine. Moving south from our friends at La Crema, 2014 Monterey Pinot Gris, pale gold, citrus, peach, and again, mineral notes with just a hint of pear, so you're getting a little more complexity. It's rounded. It's got decent acidity. It is not going to be, I think, quite as complex as the King's Estate. But again, at $18, it's a pretty good value. Now, moving to Italy, a pretty well-known producer, Baron Fini, F-I-N-I, 2014. They have both an Alto Adige production and this one, which is Val d'Adige, which is the actual DOC. This one is pale gold, very fruity pear, and big minerality. So you have a step up in the overall structure with a little bit of lemon notes. And you're going to see these from these northern Italian wines throughout. The structure is just much different from the West Coast wines. Sells for about $15, so I thought this was a great deal. Now, there's another one from San Pietro. This is actually from the Alto Adige, which is probably the premier region for Pinot Grigio. San Pietro, 2014, straw, fruity with a subtle, toasty, sort of a honey note, which was really interesting, with tremendous acidity. This would be a terrific aperitif wine or good with light seafood. And this one was my favorite of the bunch. This is from a producer called German, J-E-R-M-A-N-N, 2013. This is from the Venezia Giulia area, which is also in the north. This is spectacular stuff. Fruit forward with intensity, very intense pear, apple, and citrus, great minerality, tremendous structure and acidity, big enough to stand up the food, and yet it's a comfort wine from an aperitif standpoint. $24.
And Hugh, you happen to pick the most celebrated producer of Pinot Grigio, German.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well done. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.